Nice to be here this morning with you in Lisburn Baptist Church. Lots of memories of being here over the years, and thank you for the invitation today. I was going to paint my face that colour this morning, and then I thought it might be a little bit off-putting then when I come to preach if my face was still painted that colour. So now you might have heard this country already mentioned this morning, but I was going to see if I could get you to guess which country this is the flag for. Now, just to help you, to give you a little bit of time to think, I've brought another flag so you can see. And down there, you'll not smell the meatballs off that one, but there's probably a meatball smell. Can you see it down at the back? You all see? What about that one? There's one a little bit bigger. Maybe up in the gallery, if you're able to see that. And just in case anyone's eyesight isn't too good, there's one a little bit. And I thought I was coming to Lisburn Baptist. I'd better push the boat out this morning, and everyone can definitely see that, can't you? Which country is that from? Yes? Sweden. Oh, I'm really glad you didn't say Switzerland. The number of people have said to me, and when is it you go to Switzerland? And Switzerland's a beautiful country, but it's Sweden that we're going to. Now, could someone else tell me what is right in the center of the Swedish flag? That's a really easy one, isn't it? What is it in yellow right in the center? It's a cross right in the center of the Swedish flag. Now, I want you to remember that, and I'm going to come back to speak about the cross in the center of the Swedish flag a little bit later on. Now, some things that Sweden is famous for. Well, actually, the first one, the first one is where this bag comes from. Anyone know where this bag comes from and where I would have got that little cocktail stick with the smell of meatballs? Anyone know? What big shop out near Hollywood? It's from IKEA. Okay. Now, you'll maybe guess some of these other ones, or maybe your mums and dads might be able to help you with some of these. Sweden's very famous for sport, and they love football, and this is my favorite Swedish footballer. Now, maybe I'm passing you over and not asking you who this is. I'm just going to ask Pastor Ward. Do you know? Doesn't know. Believe it or not, I once was injured in an FA Cup final. And it was an FA Cup final where this man, Freddie Ljungberg, scored. Did you know that? You can go to school tomorrow morning and say, our speaker yesterday morning in church was injured in an FA Cup final. It was 2002, and when he scored, I was wearing my Arsenal shorts, sitting in the front room in Banbridge, and I slid across the carpet and I skinned both knees. So there you are. So Sweden's very famous for sport, football and ice hockey. They're also famous for music. And this is, anybody know? I was going to say mums and dads, maybe grandas and grannies. It's ABBA. Now, there's a reason I'm showing you that, especially this morning, because right in the center, Agneta, who sang in ABBA, we have a very close link with ABBA and with Agneta. You see, my wife, Andrea, her grandfather worked with Agneta's dad in the Jönköping Electricity Company. So if you hear us singing later on, that's where we get our good singing voices from. It's our very close connection to Swedish music. Now, Sweden's famous for cars as well. Anybody know what kind of car that is? It's a Volvo, a great big shoebox Volvo, and it's still the most popular car in Sweden. As you drive around in your Volvo around Sweden, you'll see lots of these as well, famous for its lovely red houses. We've some playhouses like that, but it is houses like this through the forests right throughout Sweden. A friend of mine who works in Sweden, telling the gospel to boys and girls, he goes up every year right way to the north, up through Swedish Lapland and right through into Norwegian Lapland to work with a lady called Ida Johnson. Some people might know here. And he was telling me that when he's driving up, it's just forests and forests and forests. I think it's 4 days he drives for to get right up through, and it's all forests and lovely houses like this. Now, Sweden is also famous. Oh, I better go back one. Sweden is also famous for food. And I thought we'd get someone to try some Swedish food this morning. And I was going to ask my Uncle Victor if he wants to come down, and we're going to let him try, see if he can guess some Swedish food. Now, I told him I was going to blindfold him, but if he was very good, I would just let him keep his eyes closed this morning. So if you just want to close your eyes, Uncle Victor, and boys and girls, I want you to watch his face this morning and see how he gets on. So the first one that we're going to, you'll see it up on the screen, and we'll see how he likes this one. Okay, open up. Now, what do you think of that, Uncle Victor?
That's strange.
Do you know what it is?
Not mustard, I don't think.
No, it's smoked cod roe caviar. So it's made from smoked fish eggs. So that was very good. Now, the second one's a little bit more palatable. And again, you'll see it up on the screen. And I'll give you a clue. Anybody like chocolate mousse? You like chocolate mousse? So, I love chocolate mousse as well. And I think Uncle Victor will like some chocolate mousse too. What's that chocolate mousse like?
I think it looks like chocolate mousse.
That's a lovely chocolate-coloured elk. Some elk meat. And the last one, and we let him open his eyes now, the last one, Swedish people like their coffee. And so because he's been such a good sport this morning, we'll give him a wee clap. Very famous for all of those things. But you know, Sweden was once very famous for its churches. Famous for churches right across Sweden. Churches that spoke about the Lord Jesus. Churches that put the cross right at the center of Sweden. Told Swedish people, boys and girls, young people, older people, what the Lord Jesus had done for them on the cross, and how they could know the Lord Jesus and come and trust in him and be rescued forever by the Lord Jesus. You know, the really sad thing is that Sweden isn't famous for its churches anymore. I was in Sweden this past week, and I was speaking to someone, and he said, "I don't really know much about church, and I don't really know much about the Bible." You see, the cross was once at the center of Sweden, not just in the flag, but right at the center of people's lives in Sweden. But it's not anymore. Actually, Sweden has gone from, if you had 100 people in Sweden about 100 years ago, at least 25 of them were probably Christians who believed in the Lord Jesus. Today, if you had 100 people, you'd probably have about 2 of them that would say they were Christians and that they knew and loved the Lord Jesus. And you say, well, then they need to hear. People in Sweden need to hear the message of the cross again. They need to hear that the Lord Jesus loves them and has died for them and wants to be their Savior. But here's a question that's asked in the book of Romans. How can they hear about Jesus? So they need to hear. But how can they hear about Jesus unless someone tells them? We could say that about Sweden. We could say that about lots of places, even places in our own country and on our own island. How will they hear unless someone tells them? And that's why we're going to Sweden. This is my family, my wife Andrea in the middle, my daughters Emily, Grace, and Alice. And some of them, well, not too far away from your ages. And we're going in less than 8 weeks. And the reason we're going is because we want people in Sweden to hear again about the cross and about what the Lord Jesus has done for them and how they can come to know him. So would you pray for us as we go, not just you, but maybe mums and dads at home, grannies and grandas who know and love the Lord Jesus. And we've so much in this country. Would you pray for us and for your other missionaries as they go and tell about the Lord Jesus?